You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Dead, Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing Omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It is Anthony and Aurora, and we are back to talk more The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, The Book of Carol, episode 2.
Good job saying that fast.
Thank you. I get so worried I'm going to trip all over it. Episode 2, Moulin Rouge. I actually don't know what that means in French. I'm sure Ben right now is very mad that I don't know what that means in French. But those are French words I know how to pronounce. So I'll take it. Let's pick up right where we kind of left off. Carol and Ash landing in Greenland. They encounter two women, Yoon and Hannah, two research scientists who I think are French? Or maybe they're Scandinavian? I don't know. I didn't pick up on their accent very well. Yeah, but anyway, they're two research scientists who help them fight a surprise walker attack, but quickly turn on them when Yoon threatens violence to force Ash to be a lover / sperm donor, as you do in the zombie apocalypse. Carol convinces Hannah, who holds a crossbow to her, to help them escape Greenland. Hannah kills Yoon, only to be killed by Ash, who was unaware Hannah had changed sides, and Carol leaves him unaware. At the Nest, which is a tremendous name for this giant castle of a place. Right. I don't know why you'd be like, the thing birds live in, made of straw.
It should be like the fortress.
The fortress, right? The stronghold.
The stronghold. Yeah, that's better.
No, yes. We live in the fort made of the, we live in the pillow fort.
The stick fort.
Daryl continues teaching Laurent baseball, a very important skill in the zombie apocalypse. Not for killing zombies or anything, just because I love baseball so much. And it's nice to see the sport kept alive, especially in Europe.
I mean, listen, if you throw a baseball hard enough to a zombie, you could kill it.
Absolutely. Randy Johnson or Nolan Ryan could absolutely kill. Randy Johnson very famously accidentally killed a bird with a fastball once during a game. It was not his intention, but it'd totally go through a zombie's head, 100%. Anyway, it's just me being like, yay, baseball's thriving in Europe. It's during the zombie apocalypse, so I'm sure that is not what the MLB wanted for their expansion, but we'll take what we can get. While offering to take him and Isabel back to America, Laurent is suddenly kidnapped, causing Daryl, Isabel, Falou, and Emile to launch a rescue mission. Sylvie discovers that Laurent's kidnapping was just a ruse to get rid of Daryl in an ambush that fails. Because of course it did. You tried to ambush Daryl Dixon. Like, what do you... You tried to ambush the guy whose name is in the credits in big letters. What a fool. Isabel kills him for his treachery, the traumatized Emile explains that Lo Sang was worried Daryl would take Laurent away and plans to test Laurent's potential immunity by having him publicly bitten. Great idea. People never change. While waiting for low tide, Daryl and Isabel share a kiss. Meanwhile, Carol and Ash land at the racetrack outside of Paris. Carol's search for Daryl leads her to being taken by Genet's people, who promise food to entice locals to join them. Lo Sang finds Jacinta and orders the death of Daryl and friends. I like how it's like Daryl and friends. You ever watch Garfield and Friends, Aurora? It's like that, but in the zombie apocalypse. Jeanne personally tortures Condron for information, unaware he possesses Aslan's watch showing the nest's location. What did you think of episode 2?
Oh boy, I'm really curious to see what you thought.
Oh, okay, so...
but I will say that Daryl and Friends sounds like a podcast that Daryl would start in the zombie apocalypse.
I don't know how they would... I don't know what they would record it on, but absolutely. Maybe it would just be a newsletter and somebody would transcribe it.
I would listen to that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I would, yes.
Daryl and Friends. I hope that's season 3. If this makes it to a season 3... It's just The Walking Dead, colon, Daryl Dixon, parentheses, and Friends.
I mean, he is international now. He's making friends everywhere. So, yeah. Hey, yes.
So, I don't know. I don't want to do one of these, can we agree? Because I don't know where you stand on this. But I feel like you mm-hmm. might be, mm-hmm. you might be in agreement with me, or you might be on the road to agreement with me on this.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure Carol is the villain of this season. Or she's going to wind up being the villain of this season.
She's already the villain.
Unbelievable.
She is already the villain. And listen, mm-hmm. I understand. I've expressed my love of Daryl Dixon since we started doing this podcast.
Yeah.
But Carol is going above and beyond to get to Daryl
mm-hmm.
in ways that I just like, I don't understand.
Normally, in ways, I mean, clearly, it must be because she loves Daryl. And they've done you this...
Like, romantically, or just, like, loves him?
I think romantically. I feel like we've done this Daryl and Carol, like, they've teased the relationship for mm-hmm. a really long time. And then it was just, like, right when you think, like, it's going to be Daryl and Carol, like, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, they're like... Mm-hmm. Aren't we such good friends? And then, you know, it's killing me that I can't remember the name of the girl that Daryl falls in love with later. Is it the girl who plays like Makari in the Eternals?
Ooh.
I don't remember. She was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but like Daryl falls for her. And I actually thought that relationship was really sweet. I thought mm-hmm. it was like really adorable, but for some reason it kind of just never really grew from there. Like the show ended kind of, and then Daryl disappeared and then got kidnapped to France. So mm-hmm. I feel like the only reason Carol would even be going to such lengths is because of her feelings for him. Because she's doing like, I mean, she's just not being a good person in like the world, in a world where a lot of people aren't very good people, but like our heroes in The Walking Dead, at least they would try to do the good thing. Like they would try mm-hmm. to be, they would try to be the kind of person that would try to be honest or try to lend a helping hand. Right, and right. if their hand was forced, then they would act and sometimes would end up doing horrible things because, like, it's the world they live in. But, like, Carol just wants to get to Daryl and does not care who she has to lie to or who dies on her way to getting back to this guy, which mm-hmm. makes her seem mm-hmm. like, you know, I feel like once Daryl finds out any of this, he's just going to be like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, she lied to Ash. And who she continues to lie to now that they are in France, because she can't not lie to him because he might just be screw you and fly away.
I'm not saying that Carol lying to this guy is good, mm-hmm. but in a way, I feel like he needs to pick up on the red flags.
Yeah.
Because at this point, she's like literally throwing red flags to his face.
100%.
And he's still like, yeah, I'll go with you. You need me. And I'm like, dude. She literally told you in the plane,
mm-hmm.
I've killed multiple people. When they're in the plane, Ash and Carol, they're talking about this. This is after he killed this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he admits that this is the first person he has killed.
Yeah.
Which I think is very surprising at this point in the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And also because he had this huge compound that I'm sure had to be attacked at some point. But
no
anyway,
way it wasn't. Yeah.
Right. And at that point, Carol says, well, I've actually killed a lot of people. And mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about, red flags being thrown at his face.
Yes.
And he's still like, I will help you. I made it across the world with you. Let's go. I'm like, well, she's giving you like very bad vibes and you're still on board. So
it's literally, we talked about this last time. It's literally Anakin and Padme. Like he just, he's trying to tell her like mm-hmm. how bad of a person he is. And she's just like, are you sure? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. are you sure of the thing you're telling me about who you are? Like, you know, Carol is trying to tell Ash.
Yes.
She's like, maybe the dude should go back to collecting Pokemon, Aurora. Because like surviving in the Walking Dead, I don't know if I got that reference right.
I mean, how did he survive this long?
I mean, again, like he's in the Northwest or the Northeast of the United States, like the Northeast part of the Northeast of the United States. And maybe they're just kind folk up there, you know? Like,
I mean, that's what happened. I got totally fooled by the two women in Greenland. I thought they were actual nice people.
Oh yeah, no, they were
second.
They were horrible. And like even worse, they're like, give me your baby formula, for lack of a better word. They're like, hey,
I mean, can you imagine during the zombie apocalypse? Mm. You make it on a plane outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
To Greenland.
Yeah.
And the first thing you encounter is a woman asking you.
Yeah. Like,
to give you,
we're going to kill your sperm. We're going to kill your lady friend. And then you're just going to make babies with us. Okay. And he's just like,
that's crazy.
Bro, what? This is like the first people. Like, I know the world is topsy turvy. And everything's mm-hmm. gone crazy.
Yes.
But like, and I know that increases, like statistically, I know that increases the odds of running into like crazy people.
Right.
But come on. Like that's the first thing. And it's like a woman and a man kill the woman, use the man for his baby making abilities. And Carol, 100% Carol's the bad guy here. I mean, obviously, not only is she lying to Ash, because like she doesn't want Ash to, he really doesn't want Ash to go with her, because she doesn't want Ash to find out until it's too late that her daughter died a long time ago, and she saw mm-hmm. her daughter die, and this has nothing to do with her daughter, and you've been fooled, mm-hmm. So she can go get the person. I guess that, like, this is the only rationalization for me, is that she does love Daryl in that way. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. like, the lengths that she is going to just to get to him is, like, bonkers.
I mean, I also thought maybe it's just boredom. She's just bored.
She's like, the show ended and I've been doing nothing.
Yeah. Like what else is there to do? Let me just
wake up,
jump on a plane and just go somewhere else.
Wake up from a crappy night's sleep because there's zombies. Crappy mm-hmm. breakfast. Mm-hmm. Kill zombies, play cards, kill zombies, crappy lunch, kill zombies, crappy dinner, go to bed, wake up a bunch of times because zombies, rinse and you know, and without all of her friends around, maybe she's just like, I miss Daryl. He would kill the zombies while I slept.
Like, I mean, I feel like I don't think that she loves Daryl in a romantic way.
Okay. I'm sticking to it. I feel like...
But I mean, if it's true, then she's going to be very disappointed.
And, I mean, because I feel like this is, I think this is sort of what they're leaning towards. So like, okay, so you've got Carol with those two women and she gets Hannah to kill. Essentially, Hannah winds up in a state where she kills the other person and she's like, you know, I had to do it, right? And Carol's like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. now they're friends and, you know, she's like, can I still come with you? And she's like, of course you can still come with us. And, you know, she doesn't know that Ash has been told by Yoon that Hannah is going to kill Carol. So mm-hmm. when he sees them together, he's like, oh my God, this is the person that's going to kill Carol. Mm-hmm. I've got to stop this before it happens. Now, whether or not Carol knows this is what's going to happen, she just rolls with the punches when, you know, he shoots Hannah with a flare, which, by
she's
the way,
unfazed.
T- terrible way to die, by the way, getting shot in the neck with a flare. Oh my God. Terrible way to go.
That's the worst.
But Ash is, of course, he's like, she was going to kill you. And she's like, I know. And he's like, I had to do it, right? And she's like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. She does not care. Like,
she's so cool, calm, and collected. All that of is these, scary.
All of these people are props for her.
Yes.
To get to what she wants. Yes. And this is why I'm convinced. This is why I'm convinced she's doing this, because she's in love with Daryl. And, like, she was too afraid to admit it before. And this is why she's going to all of these lengths. And this is why I feel like she's also being set up to be the actual villain. Because, number one, Janae, like, snore, yeah. Like, right. Boring. Like, who cares about, you know, Carol's going to find Daryl. And he's going to find Daryl with this woman that he has been through a lot with. And they have developed feelings. And they have acted on those feelings. And I kind of like Isabel a whole lot more than I like Carol. sorry, Carol. And I feel like she's going to, you know, like Daryl does want to bring them back to America. But maybe they don't want to go back. And when he develops feelings for this woman and he sees Laurent as kind of like a son to him, maybe, you know, Carol's going to be like, I came to bring you back. And he's like, I've got this, like, can they come with me? Like, she might not want to do that, or like this, you know, she's going to find something she didn't think she was going to find.
I mean, listen, Carol has killed kids before.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that episode.
But she has. I forgot.
But that episode was buried deep in my subconscious. And now it's like, look at the flowers. And now I'm going to cry.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
But I mean, this, I'm bringing it up because we have to like think about who, you know, Carol has been kind of ruthless before this. There's a bunch of things that she has done throughout the Walking Dead, you know, journey that have been very like intense and rough, and not everybody is able to do the things that she has done. So I saw it more her like going to this, you know, traveling and going to find Daryl. I saw it more as, I think she was very intentional in finding Daryl in the States. And then when she finds out that he was in a ship that took him to another country.
Oh, she's like, I've got to rescue him.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. I think she just wants to make sure he's safe. And but I'm not sure if she loves him that way.
Sure.
But we'll see when she sees him with Isabel.
Yeah. I mean, like in my mind, the idea of Carol sort of becoming the bad guy is so much more interesting to me than like...
Yeah.
Any of these other people, honestly, because like a lot of them are sort of Johnny come latelys. The only ones we've really spent any time with in this show is Daryl, Isabel, and Laurent. The rest are all kind of just their characters. And the only other character in this show who we spent any time with is Carol. And like, I don't really care about Janae as a villain. Like, I'm not even sure 100% what their villainy even is, per se.
She's kind of like the type of villain we've seen before.
Yeah.
That's why she's kind of like...
Militarized.
Yeah.
For some reason, they wanted American walkers. I don't know why. Like, it's not like they're going to have any shortage of walkers in Europe or, like, Eurasia or anything like that. You know, plenty of land over there to grab walkers from. But regardless... It just doesn't feel like an overly captivating foe for them to defeat. And instead, like Carol, because like, look, I don't know. The show can't be blind to the fact that Carol comes off really badly in these first couple of episodes. Like, she doesn't come off like a cool badass.
No,
she comes off like... And I'm cold, uncaring, like unempathetic, just, you know, like Carol, when she was like Assassin's Carol in like the other, like earlier seasons of The Walking Dead, when she was doing what she had to do to stop like the bad guys or whatever. But like, these aren't bad guys. These are just good, like, well, I mean, Yuna and Hannah were kind of morally gray, but like, she doesn't have any problem using those people. Ash is clearly a good guy, probably too good to be in this world. And she's absolutely just using him and has no compunction about it. She just does not care. And, you know, what happens when I bring back this this grisly looking biker dude instead of my daughter? Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But whatever she says, you know, she can't, she does need Ash because they do have to get away.
I'm kind of like, and the only thing that I would maybe feel better about the situation is that we're just seeing one side of Ash. Maybe he's actually using Carol for something.
I mean, that's possible. Yeah. That's possible. You never really know for sure in The Walking Dead. He does seem kind of too good to be true.
Too good to be true, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, and besides, maybe she's just, maybe there's a moment that'll just be pure comedy where they have to explain. I do kind of want to know what her explanation is going to be when she comes back with not a little girl or even like a grown girl, but instead a guy. and she's like, this is my daughter died apparently a couple years ago. Boohoo. I'm really sad. But this is her dad, Daryl. And he's going to come back with us. And then, like, what is she going to say?
Yeah, they're always going to look at her like, what?
What are you talking about? I have no idea. I have no idea. Anyway, any final thoughts on Moulin Rouge? Not the movie, but the television show. And what would you
Which, by the way, I looked up, is it means red mill.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay.
So I know that we discussed the episode and it seems like we were into it.
I'm into what I've created in my head.
But I will say that even though multiple things happened in this episode, I was bored watching it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. A bunch.
Which is not a good sign. in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, looking at my phone viewing. There was a lot of that.
I literally looked at my phone multiple times, and I was like, "Is how long does this happen?" Which I hate that I felt that way, but it for some reason, even though like things happened that were interesting, I wasn't engaged enough.
Yeah,
to care. And I don't know what that means, but that's how I felt watching it. So I gave it a 3.
Okay. I gave this 2 3/4.
Oh boy.
Actually dipped below the 3. I felt deservedly so. Cause I don't connect to the, like I really enjoyed the first season of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, me too.
Where it ended up really dipping for me was sort of near the end. And it didn't feel like the beginning, like, peaked really hard. And then it sort of, like, I didn't feel like it peaked at the end. But then we were all kind of excited for, like, the Carol tease at the end. Like, ooh, like, what's going to happen here? And so far, I don't know what's happening. It is not moving me, particularly in one direction or another. But that's okay. There's like still 4 more episodes to go. And who knows? They do have to move quick though. Because again, there are only 4 episodes left. There is time, but also not infinite time for them to move on this. So we shall see where this where this rolls. But like, it feels like they're sort of, we're sort of in a position to just treadmill until Daryl and Carol run into one another. And mm-hmm. I hope that happens in episode 3
or 4. Yeah, I hope it's not like something that they're going to, I hope it's not something that they're going to leave until the end.
Because or like the second to last episode. Yeah, it's
right.
It's got to happen in the next episode or like the fourth episode at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do like a second to last or last episode thing for this because it already feels like it's sort of, you know, when you only do 6 episodes, like you're not even doing a shortened season. Maybe this is going to be more than 6 episodes, but I don't think so. Because last season was only 6 episodes too. And so they're more like mini series than anything. Yeah. And when you've got so few hours to work with and, you know, you're going to do more than a movie length's worth of story. Like it's different with a movie. You've got to cram a bunch into like 2.5 hours. But here you've got 6 hours, so you can extend it out a little bit more, but you've also, you're telling one story, and you've got to get the story moving. And if the story, if somebody from the show is like, hey, the story's already moving, I'd be like, this is a boring story. Like, I'm not super excited by it. But hey, who knows? Maybe next week is the week where they will pick up steam. We will find out, everybody. But in the meantime, head on over to cinemageekly.com where you can check out the archives of the show and listen to how much we loved season 1 of Daryl Dixon's show. And of course, this is a listener supported podcast, and there's some ways you can help out there if you'd like. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We also have the merch store, geeklymerch.com. Links for those are in the show notes for this episode. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Pocket Casts, anywhere you can find a good podcast. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead, hit subscribe, and that way you can join us next time for more of The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, The Book of Carol. Whew. Episode 3, when plugged into the French to English Google translation, tells me the episode title is The Invisible.